We're going to move on now to the president, who is also facing fallout from his decision to declare a national emergency at the border. Protests are being planned across the country, and multiple legal challenges are brewing. Our senior national correspondent, Terry Moran, right there at the White House. Terry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. It's day four of this state of emergency in America. The president is in Florida at his Mar-a-Lago resort. He's done some golfing. He'll be speaking to Venezuelan Americans later. But here in Washington, he is facing a major battle, both in Congress and in the courts, over that emergency declaration. This morning, the White House is gearing up for a legal fight after President Trump's decision to declare a national emergency and bypass Congress to build his border wall.
Can you say definitely that California will be filing a lawsuit and when that will happen?
Martha, definitely and imminently. We are prepared. We knew something like this might happen. And with our sister state partners, we are ready to go.
The president's emergency declaration allowing Trump to tap into funding from other government agencies, up to $8 billion, the White House says. The move has sparked a bipartisan backlash.
So this is going to be a moment of truth for my GOP colleagues.
Now the battle moves to the courts, and there the Trump administration may have to demonstrate that this is a bona fide emergency, not just a political end around Congress, with challenges coming from border states, landowners, and others, and they're already pointing to this stunning admission.
I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster.
How does that justify a national emergency?
What the president was saying is that, like past presidents, he could choose to ignore this crisis, choose to ignore this emergency, as others have, but that's not what he's going to do.
And over the weekend, the president's Rose Garden press conference was mocked on Saturday Night Live.
This is a total emergency, a five-alarm blaze, which means I got to go to Mar-a-Lago so I can play some golf.
That sketch clearly angered President Trump, who tweeted, "Nothing funny about tired Saturday Night Live. Question is, how did the networks get away with these total Republican hit jobs without retribution? This is the real collusion." Everybody's a critic, as they say. All presidents are mocked, sometimes quite cruelly. President Trump, the first one to threaten some kind of retribution. But the real issue is his emergency declaration and the fight coming in the courts. The problem, Dan, is that Congress over the years gave presidents these emergency powers really with almost no boundaries. And courts are going to be very reluctant to second guess a president on a national emergency.
And the Congress may try to step in and stop him on this one, but they're likely to be vetoed by the president himself. Terry, thank you very much.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.